This is Louise Gartner with Spectrum Commodities taking a look at cattle for Thursday, April 11th. Well, cattle markets were weaker yesterday. We had the front month live cattle down about $1.60. May feeders were down about $2.90. So getting another wave of selling coming into the cattle space. A lot of this was because of the hotter inflation report, and the stock market was under a great deal of pressure throughout the day. But the cattle futures actually opened just slightly lower, chopped around until about mid-session. Then it finally ran into those waves of selling. So it tried to hold its own despite a stock market that was under quite a bit of pressure. So the cattle market continuing to really struggle here on the futures market, despite being in a long-term bull market and the herd size continuing to decline. And it looks like we're probably going to start to rebuild those herds this year. The market just can't seem to find any solid footing here. The cash trade isn't really helping. We have the Fed trade getting some more light numbers traded yesterday at the same price as Tuesday at around 186, which is down one from last week. And that would put us down for the last couple weeks. The boxed beef was under pressure yesterday. Choice down 386 at 298. Select down 388 at 296. So the spread gained 2 cents. We're sitting at 221. Movement was 129 lows. A little light for a Wednesday, but still respectable. The slaughter rate yesterday was 112,000 head. For the week, that puts us at 358,000. That is still up 6,000 from a week ago, and it's down 2,000 from a year ago. On the feeder cattle, cash for Tuesday, just 1,500 head traded nationwide. Average price, $235.83. So that's down about $4 from the previous day, and it puts us down $11 from where we finished last week. The seven-day average was down 34 cents. We're sitting at 245.49. So cash markets and feeders starting to show some weakness here, and that's going to continue, obviously, to be a drag on the longer-term average. But the Fed trade, you know, trying to hang in there. We haven't seen a lot of volume, but it is a little bit weaker. And the boxed beef values have been all over the place. We started out the week sharply higher, up $4 on the choice. On Tuesday, pretty flat. And then yesterday, you come back in and you give up quite a bit of those Monday's gains. So the market clearly is trying to get a handle on what consumer demand is. We're looking at this bird flu issue, you know, spilling out into, the mainstream news. Is that having an impact on consumer demand? We should have a very good look at that this spring, because we're into a seasonal window of when consumer demand tends to be very strong. And if it's not strong, then we have to look at, you know, what's causing that. Is it the bird flu? Is it just these crazy high prices, inflation too hot, you know, all kinds of factors going into this. But with the stock market down plus 400 points, it's really hard to rally the cattle market, which is so dependent on consumer sentiment and disposable income. So that's definitely a drag on this market. And we did get an announcement from NAS, the National Ag Statistics Service, yesterday out of USDA. They announced that they are canceling the July cattle inventory report. And they're also going to stop collecting all county estimates for crops and livestock. They're blaming budgetary reasons. But boy, this is kind of a slap in the face, really. You know, we depend on these numbers a lot, especially the inventory report, where we're trying to figure out, are we rebuilding herds or not? You know, what are the numbers? And this data is very important, but, you know, we'll see where it goes. It's getting a lot of pushback from this decision, but apparently the decision has been made. I don't know what it takes to change it, but, give them more money, I guess, would be the first idea. But nevertheless, budget constraints are forcing them to stop that data collection, which is really unfortunate because it's so important to the market because it helps provide stability. The more information you have and the more accurate it is, obviously, the more participants in the market and the more calm the market. So it's important that we have this information. So unfortunately, it doesn't look like we're going to get it, at least in the short term. If you have any questions, feel free to call at 1-800-888-9843. This has been Louise Gartner with Spectrum Commodities.